There was no end to the sort of havoc a teleport could wreak. Bringing in about 4 acres of outer space, for instance, and creating a vacuum-induced hurricane. Fortunately, there was a simple test to isolate that particular talent, easy to administer, although the equipment necessary was another leftover of the old people, and none of them knew how long it would continue to work. And a simple procedure, also left behind by the old ones, for shorting out such dangerous organic circuits. Dr. Gangley was able to take care of potential teleports in under 2 minutes. "So simple it makes a vasectomy look like brain surgery," he'd said once. "Abso-fackin-lutely no teleports," was what Finley said now, and led Prentice to an instrument console that looked eerily like Susanna Dean's visualization of her Dogen. He pointed at 2 dials marked in the hen scratch of the old people, marks similar to those on the unfound door. The needle of each dial lay flat against the 0 mark on the left. When Finley tapped them with his furry thumbs, they jumped a little and then fell back. "We don't know exactly what these dials were actually meant to measure," he said, "but one thing they do measure is teleportation potential. We've had breakers who've tried to shield the talent, and it doesn't work. If there was a teleport in the woodpile, Pimlio, New Jersey, these needles would be jittering all the way up to 50 or even 80. So, half smiling, half serious, Pimley began to count off on his fingers. "No teleports, no bleeding lions stalking from the north, no gunslinger man. Oh, and the green cloaks succumbed to a computer virus. If all that's the case, what's gotten under your skin? What feels hinky-die-die to you?"
"The approaching end, I suppose," Finley sighed heavily. "I'm going to double the guard in the watchtowers tonight, any row, and Hume's along the fence as well."
"Because it feels hinky-die-die," Pimley smiling a little.
"Hinky-die-die, yar."
Finley did not smile. His cunning little teeth remained hidden inside his shiny brown muzzle.